بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنما حرم عليكم الميتة والدم ولحم الخنزير وما أهل به لغير الله. In the previous ayat, Allah Ta'ala explained, especially addressing the believers, that they should eat halal, and not only halal, but halal and tayyiba. That is that halal in which there is no doubt also, and which is healthy and wholesome, not unhealthy food. And then on that make shukr to Allah Ta'ala, and the result of eating halal and good food will be that a person makes shukr. And this is all if you are in obedience to Allah Ta'ala, which is first to us. If you obey the commands of Allah and you haven't made your own desires your God, and you haven't made other things your objects of worship. But if Allah is your object of worship, then He is the creator of everything, and He has made things which are halal for us, and that is what we should consume. In that our ibadat is accepted, our du'as are accepted, our character will be good, everything will be good. On the other hand, now Allah Ta'ala explains some of the things which Allah Ta'ala has made haram. The halal, eat it and release and enjoy it. And more than you enjoy the food itself, enjoy the fact that it is from Allah and that Allah has made it halal for you. And appreciate it. And eating also, if we do it properly, it is in itself a means to become a wali of Allah and a favorite of Allah. And our eating can also become a great ibadat which will take us into the great heights of Jannah. And therefore, we should learn the etiquette and adab of eating properly. And all that was mentioned, which should not be just in the one ear and out of the other ear, and we have already forgotten it. All the details that had come is for there, not just for barakat we are sitting here, not just that we have to sit, but that we make amal on it and acquire this great benefit. And on the other hand, stay away from all haram. What things Allah Ta'ala has made haram, stay away from that. Then if you consume haram, your ibadat won't be accepted. Your du'as won't be accepted. Your akhlaq and your character will become rotten. And you will have endless fights at home with the family, with your at the workplace with your friends. Things will go wrong in your life. As one Allah Ta'ala has said, the whole problem of all the fitness that are presently is because of the consuming of haram. That we are just eating any type of food, especially from the food outlets. And whether what is halal, what is haram, what is healthy, what is unhealthy. And today our taste is such, we only enjoy that food. And what is good, healthy food, we don't even enjoy it. And unhealthy, just like a person doesn't enjoy his halal wife, but a haram woman looking at her, talking, then he gets great enjoyment. All the food that we are eating wrong, everything is going wrong. So we should stay away from all haram. What Allah mentions here, إِنَّمَا حَرَّمَ عَلَيْكُمُ الْمَيْتَةَ. Usne to tum par yahi haram kiya hai, murda janwar. Allah Ta'ala has made for you haram, dead animals. That is, they die on their own. Animals also are halal for us when Allah's name is taken on them. When we read Bismillah, Allahu Akbar, and we slaughter that name in the that animal in the name of Allah, now it becomes halal for us. But that animal that died on its own, no name of Allah was taken. So that is scary, and so that is not halal for us. And that will cause great harm to our body in every way. So that which Allah which is haram and which is slaughtered in a haram way will not be halal. Waddam or lahu and blood. Also, blood is also haram. Flowing blood, we should not consume that also, and we should also be very careful on what products we are eating, and there is blood in those products of animals, etc. That also we should be careful. And today, when this was recognized by Muslims, all the haram things, then they changed the ingredients to the E numbers. And now a person doesn't know what the DE number is about. We should take the little trouble on the internet. We can easily check up and see what E numbers are permissible for us and what E numbers are not permissible for us. And when we buy our things, we should look at the ingredient list and see what the E numbers, they've camouflaged a lot of haram things. But it is easy to trace it. Just go on the internet and we can see which are the haram things of the E numbers. Allah reward those people who have made effort in this direction, and they have made it very easy for everyone to see what is the halal of the E numbers and what are haram. وَلَحْمَ الْخِنْزِيرِ or ghost suwarka, and the meat of swine, that also Allah Ta'ala has made haram. This animal, the swine, it has got four terrible qualities in it. One is very greedy. The other, it is very immodest. And it is a shameless animal. And it is an animal that thrives on filth and dirt. That is what its food is. And the best it enjoys is human excreta. That is what it enjoys the most, and that is what it eats. So when a person has to consume swine, then actually he is consuming his own excreta. Of the excreta of human, that is what the swine thrives on. And it lives on that. And its whole meat, everything is made with the food it eats. And the best what it enjoys is human excreta. So that is what it is made of. So when a person eats swine, it is like he's eating his own excreta. And this he will have, and therefore those people who eat swine, who relish eating swine, we find immodesty, shameless is a prominent feature in their lives. So much so that now they have gone to homosexuality and lesbianism and teaching sex education to little children. It is all the effect of eating the swine. And the swine also, pig, has been also camouflaged with the E numbers. And we don't know in what are we eating the swine also. We should be very careful of what we eat. That is a very important feature, not just anything. Today we have got enough money loaded on our credit cards, pushing our trolley in the aisles of the supermarket, and whatever we want, we're just dropping it into the basket. And we just pay for it, and we don't think one bit whether it is halal or whether it is haram, what we are consuming. And at the time when we find those people who certify things halal, their logo is on pork products also. Whether it is by mistake or by error, but we find that the logo are on pork products also. So a person has to be much more careful. And this consumption of swine, which they have worked in such a way that everyone must eat swine in different names and in different ways. Interest they have made it that we eat it in different ways. One very close friend of ours said at the workplace, an official of the FNB bank was invited, and he explained to them that they are going on a new banking system. And in that, very openly he said, we are going on an Islamic system, and this entails that we will have a mufti who will just sign everything what we are doing. Just we will be giving it Islamic names, and he will sign it off that it is halal product. Clearly, he said, he made it clear it's not halal, it's the conventional banking. But the mufti just paid there and a huge amount of money just to put his signature that this is according to Islam, and just giving it an Islamic name. So just like that with pork also, and the interest that we are consuming in various forms. And the pork that we are consuming and haram, our forefathers of recent times were very particular of the food they ate. They were very conscious the business they do, that there must be no interest involved. Food that they eat, that there must be no haram. But today we have become so careless. We just order from any of the food outlets and whatever comes, and just because we're enjoying it, and we don't know not only that it is haram, what filth and dirt also we are eating. So consequently, Allah's consciousness Worry of akhirat is not there. Just dunya's worry. Just to make our lives and to make ourselves happy, we just give it some Islamic flavor. Just cover it up with some Islamic terms and we are happy. Listening to a radio station, just that it's got an Islamic name. But all the haram is in there. So much so that in the month of Ramadan, they actually propagated that you must go and spy on those people who are making tarawih. And they gave out the numbers also to who to report them. So people who are like that, and we still follow them, where are our priorities gone? And where, what direction are we going in? Allah give us proper, and on the radio station, who and who is not invited? The people who teach all this lesbianism, all this LGBT, they are the host of this radio station. The same radio station gives awards to the Masjid al-Quds in Cape Town, and that is the masjid that hosts the worst type of people, that hosts a woman imam also. All this type of things, and we still support them. We have to see which direction we are going in. May Allah guide us to righteousness.